Radio Christian Voice News on the Global Link.
Chawama residents vote in parliamentary by-election. Teacher and learners survive stray bullet in Kabwe. And widespread delays hit Uganda election amid internet shutdown. Good afternoon. With lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasavo. Residents of Chawama constituency in Lusaka are today voting to elect a new member of parliament in a by-election following the declaration of the seat vacant. The seat was previously held by former President Edgar Lungu's daughter, Tasila Lungu, and was declared vacant by the Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, due to her prolonged absence from the House. Presiding officers in different locations officially opened polling stations at 06 hours, allowing voters to begin casting their ballots early in the morning. A total of 9 candidates are contesting the parliamentary seat, 6 of whom are sponsored by political parties, while 3 are standing as independent candidates. Political party candidates include Morgan Munda of the United Party for National Development, UPND, Bright Nundwe from the Forum for Democracy and Development, FDD, Davidson Mulenga of Citizens First, Ntazana Msukuma from the Leadership Movement, Mohamed Mutete of the New Congress Party, and James Piri representing the National Democratic Congress, NDC. The independent candidates are Alfred Mageza, George Mwinya, and Elijah Siatwambo. A check by RCV News this morning found that voting was progressing smoothly, with polling activities taking place in a peaceful and orderly manner across the constituency. Electoral officials and security personnel have been deployed at polling stations to ensure a credible and calm voting process. Economist Kelvin Chisanga says government's efforts to extend power supply hours in residential areas is a step in the right direction to boosting the small and medium-sized enterprises, SMEs. Recently, SMEs expressed their appreciation for government's effort to extend power supply hours, noting the significant positive impact on their operations. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Chisanga said that the shift is a positive indication of stabilized market patterns and the overall country's economic growth. Businesses are now able to offer services and produce goods without having to worry about unstable power supply, said Mr. Chisanga. Mr. Chisanga noted that the stabilization of the current power schedule has also aided in upscaling production activities, not just for SMEs, but also macroeconomic production.
Market conditions. And what I can say, maybe from the business point of view, that now businesses are able to produce, goods, put some better vision. And at the same time, also, we can see upscale the production activities, which is also taking place from that perspective. And even when you look at the current scenario, for us to sustain job creation or to trigger an increase in job creation, we basically have to have this atmosphere, which is actually...
A teacher and learners at Jasmine Boys Secondary School in Kawe District of Central Province escaped unhurt after a bullet pierced the roof of their classroom on Tuesday, January 13, 2026. Police spokesperson Geoffrey Chilawi says the incident was reported to Kasanda Police Station by the school manager, Kondwani Gondwe, who informed police officers that a suspected projectile had penetrated the roof of a classroom block and landed on the classroom floor while a lesson was in progress. Mr. Chilawi said police officers who rushed to the scene conducted a thorough assessment of the school premises and surrounding area and assured both staff and learners that the environment was safe. Officers observed a visible hole in one of the roofing iron sheets, believed to be the point of entry, as well as a small hole on the classroom floor where the projectile struck, said Mr. Chilawi in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He added that the projectile was recovered from the scene and has since been submitted for a forensic examination. Mr. Chilawi said investigations have been launched to establish the circumstances surrounding the incident, including the source of the firearm discharge and the identity of those responsible. The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has published the market price index for the first quarter of 2026 in line with statutory requirements. ZPPA Acting Principal Officer Public Relations, Lucy Lumbe, says the publication is in accordance with Section 12(3) of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020 as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023, which requires the authority to issue a quarterly market price index to guide a controlling officer, chief executive officer, and procuring entities in making informed pricing decisions. Ms. Lumbe has urged procuring entities to submit reports on standardized and commonly procured stock items in stockyards or warehouses, as well as non-stock items, capital expenditure, and other project-related items to be included in subsequent market price index publications. Procuring entities are reminded that ZPPA has revised templates for inventory and stock management, market price index and price reasonableness, and analysis reports available on the authority's website, said Ms. Lumbe. She said the current market price index will remain valid until the next quarterly index is issued.
The Zambia Public Procurement Authority, ZPPA, has published the market price index for the first quarter of 2026. The issuance of the market price index is in accordance with Section 12, Subsection 3 of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020, as amended by the Public Procurement Amendment Act No. 17 of 2023, which requires ZPPA to issue a quarterly market price index to be used by a controlling officer, chief executive officer, and procuring entities for the purpose of making informed price decisions.
In Africa news, polls have opened in Uganda's presidential and parliamentary elections, though voting has been disrupted by logistical delays in parts of the country amid an internet shutdown. In the morning, the BBC observed growing frustration among voters queuing at some polling stations in the capital, Kampala, where voting had yet to start. Election officials are yet to comment. The delays have been blamed on failures of biometric identification kits, which some have linked to the network outage, as well as a lack of equipment in some places. In the presidential race, Yoweri Museveni, 81, in power since 1986, is seeking a seventh successive victory as he faces a challenge from a charismatic pop star. Coming up shortly, Trump told killings are stopped in Iran after violent protests cracked down. This and more. Stay tuned.
You cannot tell a person with HIV by looking. An HIV test is the only sure way to find out if a person has HIV. Go for an HIV test at the health center or hospital to know whether you have HIV or not. Protect yourself from HIV and AIDS by avoiding casual sex and sticking to one sexual partner, if married, who also sticks to you.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest.